fine.
I'm sorry, where are we holding?
At different times. Well, on Asetes Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed, Amud Aleph, 38. We're looking at the Brayta. So the Brayta is two halves. It's a very nice Brayta because it's symmetrical, it's identical. The only difference is the first half is talking about rinsing, and the second half is more like testifying together. Rabbanan holds the same thing in both. Rabbanan holds you need to witness together and you need to testify together. Right? But there's a different opinion on each one. Each one has a different opinion that says, as you know, that's not true. So we looked at the end of last week about the reason for Rabbanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. We said, you remember we said, Ibat Ema Savra, Ibat Ema Krat. Right? We can learn it out logically or we can learn it out from a pasuk.
So wouldn't a pasuk be better?
Usually yes. So you have to ask the question, which is a very good question, why bring a savra, a logic, if you've got a pasuk?
Exactly. That's my question.
It's an excellent question. Excellent question. I'm sure that's taxed the minds of many great Rishonim and Achronim.
Can I toss in a joke?
You can go on. Why not?
Okay. If sleep is 1/60th of death.
Yes.
Is Cellcom customer support 1/60th of hell?
For sure. You hit on something very deep. Anyway, talk.
As I said, it's a joke. Unfortunately, it wasn't funny at the time.
Most jokes have an element of truth in them. Top. Otherwise, they're not really funny. Anyway. Top. So, Savra, so we looked at Ibai Tem and Savra Ibai Krat. You can either explain their positions in the ratio by the logic or by the verse. The logic was, anyone remember the logic? Logic's easy to remember because you can just look at it and make it up. What's the logic? The logic's quite easy. One says you can witness at different times, one says you can't. So the logic of the first one is, well, they both witnessed.
They both witnessed the same type.
The same thing, like 100. Oh, sorry, that's the second one. Rabbanan say you need to witness together. There's no point in witnessing two different things. How can you testify? How can you be a witness if you witness two different things? You need to witness together. Like, logically.
That's why I said type, because even though one person witnessed 100 and the other witnessed 100 but on a different day.
Yes.
Or a different time, they both witnessed 100.
So that's good according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha.
Right.
But Rabbanan don't like that. They say, no, a witness is, you got to witness the same thing. Just svara logic. Right? So that's their position logically. Alternatively, we said from the pasuk. The pasuk said in the singular, chad. So what? When then we learnt out the drosh was that whenever the Torah told you chad for one witness, whenever the Torah told you aid for a witness, it means two, unless it specifically says echad, aid echad. So here we had just the word aid, so we know it means two. So you need two. So according to the pasuk, Rabbanan say you need two. You need two witnesses. There you go. It's clear you need two witnesses to witness something. Obviously two witnesses are together. If it says two witnesses that saw or heard, so two witnesses that saw or heard, Rabbanan say, logically, pasuk, two witnesses saw or heard. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha says, you're right, I also have two witnesses saw or heard. It doesn't say the same time. So the pasuk is not really, we could answer why, to your question at the beginning, why don't we rely on the pasuk? Because the pasuk itself is not so clear either. Even, you'd still need to interpret the pasuk. The pasuk says, if one witness is, if aid, ra'a or shama, if the witness saw or heard. And then we say that means two witnesses. Because every time you see the word aid, it means two. So two witnesses saw or heard. So Rabbanan say, well, that's very clear. Two witnesses saw or heard. Obviously together. Obviously. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha said, no. Pasuk doesn't say together. Therefore, Anna, who says we have to learn together? Two witnesses saw or heard. Right, two witnesses saw or heard something. It doesn't have to be together. No, it's a pasuk. The second one's a pasuk. The first one's logic. The first one we said, the first reason we said was, I mean, Shulchan Korcha holds, why, it's still one manna, 100 zuz Monday, 100 zuz on Tuesday. There's still 100 zuz altogether, that's logic. Logic is I can bring two witnesses, each one saw 100 zuz. So together we got two witnesses and two times and 100 zuz on each one. So that's good enough. The pasuk is, if I forget logic, out the window. What does the pasuk say? So now the pasuk says, Eid Shama or Yada, which we interpret, two witnesses saw or heard. So according to the first one, the first opinion, Rabbanan, they say that pasuk means two witnesses saw or heard together. But according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chocha, he says the pasuk doesn't say anything about together. It just says two witnesses saw or heard. So I've got two witnesses who saw or heard. That's what the pasuk told me. So that's relying on the pasuk. Say that? So.
And I would toss in my standard question.
You can. Go
what
on.
About Rashi?
He agrees. So. Okay. So now we are up to the next, the Sefer, right? Where let's find ourselves in the Gemara. Kufa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 lines up from the bottom. The word on the line begins Et Ha'edim, the beginning of that line. Halfway through the line, the word Kufa. Say that. Okay, Gufa. Back to the text. Back to the text of our writer. Lo'olam ein edotan mitzarfim. Never can their testimonies be combined. Ad sheyiru shneyam kechad. Hold on. No. That's what we just learned. No. Yes. Sorry. That's what we just learned. That was erasure. Sorry. Move down the page. That was last week's. Down to Ve'ein Edotam Mitkayemet. Where's that? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Oh, yeah, there. One of my head, Bana'av, after the Bana'av. The two dots. Your feet. Two dots. One, two, three, four, five, six lines up. From the bottom, two dots. Yeah? No? Am I skipped? No, we got to there. Yeah, we got to there. Yeah. Mikom Makom. That was the last thing we said. Mikom Makom. Right? Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, the other one, understood the passage of Mikom Makom. Doesn't need to be together. It's good. We did get to there. Everyone can listen to the podcast and check that that's actually where we got to.
Yes, I missed Thursday.
Oh, you weren't here? Top. Oh, okay. So you can't check the podcast. You have to take my word for it. That's where we got to. Top.
You just want to refresh what Thursday was?
Yeah, I just did that. I just did Thursday in 5 minutes.
Right.
It's brighter.
No? Okay. It was just a brighter.
Yeah, just a brighter. That was a good brighter. Top. You okay? Avram? Yeah, you good? Top. Okay, so let's go for the two dots. The testimony doesn't stand in Beitin. Ad sheyed ushneihem biyachad. Until they both testify together. Right, that's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Natan Omer, different. Shomim devarav shel zeh hayom. Ukshe yavocha beirah lamachal. Shomim devarav. No, Rabbi Nazan says you don't have to have two witnesses turn up at the court together. One can turn up on one day, and one can turn up on the other day, as long as you've got two witnesses. Right, so we're going to see.
No, did they see the same thing?
This is a different question. The first question we answered was, do they have to witness the same thing?
Right.
So this is now the second half. Do they have to testify together? The witness, whether or not they saw the same thing, was dealt with in the first half of the Braita.
Right.
A dispute between Rabbanan and Rabbi Shur ben Korcha. Yes or no. So now we've got that question solved, whether or not they had to see the same thing. Next question, do they have to testify together?
Well, we already learned that they're separated individually, and you know, told you know, you had to be honest.
Yeah, fair. So for you're right. So for sure, when it's talking about here, do they testify together? It doesn't mean do they testify together in front of each other right now, in front of the court, in front of the judges. You stand there, you stand there. Because we saw that the procedure is that they bring one in, check him, throw him out, bring the other one in. So they're not, even the one who says together doesn't mean dafka together. He means that they both came to the court and were waiting there. It means that you have two witnesses that come together. They're actually tested in front of the judges separately.
Right.
So he says they have to come together. But you need two witnesses. And the court won't hear one witness by itself. But the second one says, no, the court will hear one witness, and hopefully tomorrow the other one will show up, and then you'll hear the other one. See the difference?
Didn't we cover this somewhere else where witnesses come at a separate time? Or was that in Makos?
Could have been Makos. No, in Makos we just looked at where they... No, the witnesses came there to be Zomamim. They came later to testify as Zomamim. But here we're talking about the fact that the two come together as a pair. Okay, so what's the explanation of this dispute between Rabbanan and Rabbi Nata? V'mai kamiflagi, says the Gemara. What are they arguing about? Ibiat ema savra, ibiat ema kra. So just like in the ratio, we had the logic and the kra, so too we have in the Sefer a very nice braisa with a nice Gemara on it to learn both and both. Ibiat ema savra, let's learn the logic first. What's the logic? Masava, one of them, this is the first one, the Tanakhama of Rabbanan. Eidachad ki ati lishvua ati. Lamomana lo ati. What does that mean? One witness, ki ati, when he comes, or he brings, the shrua ati, he brings it for an oath. Lamomana lo ati, but he does not come regarding mamona. What's he saying? There's a rule we've said up till now that one witness is never heard. So it's not necessarily true. We had in the previous sugya that we looked at, we had a question, how come we were talking about one witness? Do you remember that? We sat here and puzzled our heads. How come the Gemara said with his father, right? His father left him the inheritance. And one witness saw him hide the money in the field or in the box, right? And we said, what does it matter if one witness saw? You need to have two witnesses. So we had an explanation over there that Rabbi Abraham wasn't here for, so you missed it. But I found the Mefor Hashem over on there that answered why it was that we talked about one witness instead of talking about two that saw the father hide the money. Right? So there's two different answers.
He's not claiming the money. He's not taking it from someone else.
No, that wasn't it. The two reasons why we accepted one aid. Why did we talk about one aid? So you can accept one aid in those circumstances. What were they? So there were a few different explanations, but two of the ones I wrote down. One was from the Shach, who said that here we believe him because he had a migo. Right, the migo was he could have taken the money himself if it was in the field. The fact that he didn't take it himself or give it to the person who he said it belonged to, but instead went to court, which is he could have taken it. So we do believe him. Normally we don't believe one aid by himself, but here he had amigo, so we do believe him. Alternatively, we said that you can have one aid to make something asor, not for testimony, for like mammon between two people or corporal crime, but to make something asor, is you can one aid is enough. So someone testifies that this piece of meat is not kosher, so you're not allowed to eat it now. You're not allowed to say, well, I need two witnesses before I'm going to trust you that that's not kosher. Now, once one person who's believable, right, he's a good witness, right, says something is asa, then you're not allowed to say, well, I want to, right? So one witness is allowed in certain circumstances like that. So here we've got a different reason why one aid is also allowed. There's a third option why an aid is allowed, and that is that if you only have one witness, he can cause the other person to have to make an oath. What does it mean? Like this. Two people come to a court about a loan. Reuven says he lent Shimon 100 shekels. Shimon, you haven't paid me back. Reuven brings proof that he lent him the money. He had two witnesses, but he only one of them went on holidays. He's only got one. Whatever reason, got one. One died. He's only got one left. One witness comes to court and said, I was there. He lent him 100 shekels. He's only one witness. The court can now impose an oath on Shimon to swear that he paid it back, or that he never got it, or whatever, swear against whatever the evidence was. And if he swears, he's believed. So we believe a swear on against the single witness. But a single witness can cause an individual to have to make an oath. Normally a single individual by himself can't do anything. But a single individual can cause the other party to have to make an oath. If the other party refuses to make an oath, then he wins. So what's he saying here? So here we're talking about, can one witness come by himself, or do you need two witnesses together? So the logic is, so the first one says, the opinion that says you need two witnesses to come to testify together says, Ed echad ki ati l'shivuati. One witness, what does he come for? He comes to cause an oath. L'mamona lati, but he doesn't come. A single witness can't come to make a claim for money, right? In a normal debt, right? He can come to make an oath, but he can't do anything else. So the logic is, one witness by himself is useless. You need two, right? That's the logic. It's simple logic, but he brings it on the basis of, what? Okay, one is fair enough if you're trying to make him swear an oath. But you're not trying to make him do that. You're trying to claim the money. So one is not enough, according to logic. V'idah, what about the other one, Rabbi Natan? Why does Rabbi Natan say one is enough? One can come today and one can come tomorrow. Atu ki atu, bahadeh hadadeh, bachad puma kamasadeh. What do you say? When they come together, one by one, no, together, bachad puma kamasadeh, do they testify with one mouth? Ella mitzdalfin lahu, no, we combine them. Hachanami mitzdalfin lahu, so too we combine them. Logically, says Rabbi Natan, even when you have two witnesses together, they don't testify together, they don't stand in court and speak together at the same time. We bring one in, we hear him, we throw him out, we bring the other one, we test him, right? They don't witness at the same time anyway, so what's the difference? So this one came 5 minutes, 10 minutes apart. That one, or you had a lunch break in between and then you heard the next one. What's the difference is bring him the next day? Right? Logically, says Rabbi Natan, there's no difference logically. So they're the two sparrows logically. Say that? Got those? That's the logical answer. What about the kra, the verse? Ibai tema kra. Alternatively, you can say that their reasoning is based on a pasuk. What pasuk? So it's the same pasuk we learned for the beginning one. Right? Eishe yada, eishe ra'a, or shama. Right? The witness who heard, who saw, he heard. The end of that pasuk is what it says now. Im lav im lo yagid v'nasa avono. V'nasa avono. Right. Yeah, to the end of the line. Right? What's that pasuk say? If he doesn't testify, im lav, im lo yagid, if he doesn't speak, v'nasa avono, he will bear his punishment. Right? So here we said that we're talking about witnesses. This is the obligation in the Torah that the witness has to come to court. If he saw something, he has to be there. So the end of the passage says, "Im lo yagid manasavano." If he doesn't testify, he bears his sin. Over the page, lamed ala, lamed bet. Sorry, lamed daf lamed amud bet. The kule alma. Everyone agrees, right? That means Rabbanan and the Tanakama. Sorry, Tanakama and Rabbi Nathan, right? Everyone agrees. Rabbanan de plige aleha de Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha. Everybody agrees with Rabbanan that argued Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha. Everybody agrees with, apparently, Gemara is now telling us a new piece of information. Everybody agrees with that. With the Rabbanan who argued with Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha. Both this Tanakama, we'll call him a Tanakama, not Rabbanan now. Just not to confuse him, Tanakama. The Tanakama and Rabbi Natan both agree with this in the Resha that you need to witness together. Where to get that from? We'll see in a minute, maybe. Vahacha ba'koshe, what are they arguing about?
What does it mean together? In the same.
But yeah.
Like what?
Which bit? Ratio or the same? Because then the ratio, they had to see it together, they had to witness together.
Okay.
The safer, they have to testify together.
Witness and testify is not the same.
No. Witness is to see it, testify is to say it.
Like they have to come together to the Beis Din.
According to Tanakama, they need to come together. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha, no, they don't need to come together. One can come on Monday, another can come on Tuesday.
So this is not together.
Nachon, it's a machloket.
And when they're together, it's like what it means together? That Moshe will speak, will give his testimony, he will testify now, and Yitzchok right now, right after him, or they,
no.
Or they speak b'yachad b'yachad.
No, so it means that it's neither, not b'yachad b'yachad for sure, and the judges, the dayanim, they bring in one, test him, take him out, and then bring in the other one. That means together. So it's not mamash together. It's together they came. They came together as a pair, and they were valid witnesses. But when one person just comes up, and the dayanim, according to the second opinion, one witness walks into court, why is only one of you? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha says, don't worry, they're the ones coming later, and that's fine. But the Tanakama says, no, they need to come in together. So Yachada had two witnesses, otherwise the dayanim say, bye bye. Go and bring two, otherwise don't bother.
And why do you have to come together?
So we have two reasons. Either Savra, either logic, or Kra, or Pasuk. The logic is that you have to come together because what's the logic? Because only if one person came, it's good enough to make me take an oath. If one person came, then I have to take an oath. You can have one witness to make the other person take an oath. Shua. Meaning, if you've only got one witness, then that's enough to that the dayanim can say you have to take an oath that you didn't. But it's not enough for two to make a claim otherwise. So the sabr is, if you've got one, it's good for an oath, right? But it's not good for anything else. So you need two. So don't bring one. And the second sabr is, no, you're not going to hear them anyway together. You're going to hear one, and then he's going to finish, and then you're going to hear the other one. So why do you care if he finishes now or he comes tomorrow? But the pasuk says, in the second one, they both hold like Rabbanan, that you need to witness together. But how about Bakoshi? What are they arguing about? Haggadah L'Riya Kamiflige. Whether or not we compare speaking to seeing. Masava Makshinan Haggadah L'Riya V'Masava Lo Makshinan. Right? What are they? The second is that they both agree that they need to witness together. However, one of them compares testifying to witnessing, just like we saw in witnessing you needed to be together. We can do a hekesh. Just like witnessing was together, so too testifying has to be together. So that's, according to Tamar Kamai, he does a hekesh. Hekesh from speaking to seeing. Witnessing to testifying. But the Rabbi Natan, he doesn't hold by the hekesh. No hekesh. There's no hekesh between, just because you have to witness together, you have to also have to testify together. He holds no hekesh. So therefore, he says you can testify at different times. There's no difference between whether you testify now or you come tomorrow. Testify tomorrow. Seder, good?
Rashi didn't say anything.
Cool, like Alma, Manakama, Rang Natan. Nope, Kroban, the bigger, they were all the issue with Korsa. Two of the Amai, the Ina, the Yu, Shan, Kofan. So he just brings the fact that the passage that we brought, Im lo yagid v'nasa avono, so he brings, let's see, so the reason why he brings the hekesh is because it's the end of it's the same pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk was talking about witnessing, and the end of the pasuk was talking about testifying. So do we make a comparison between the beginning of the pasuk and the end? Just like in the beginning you needed two, so two in the end you need two. So one says yes, you make the hekesh, and the other one says no, you don't need to make a hekesh between the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk. We have two different rules. One rule for the beginning that you need to have two, and one rule for the end that you don't need to have two. That's allowed. Different ways of interpreting the verse. Okay. Next story. Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim, Hava Mishtaked Aleya. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina, Lamis Mechei. Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim was trying to get Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Hanina, to have smicha. Right? Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim was his rab, but he couldn't give smicha by himself, or he wasn't chashuv enough to give smicha. And he wanted Rabbi Yossi, I guess he wasn't called Rabbi Yossi at that time, he was called Yossi ben Hanina, who became Rabbi Yossi, to get smicha. Veloka mistaye milta, but he was not able to do so. He was not able to do the thing. Right? He wasn't successful. Yomachad, one day, Havayativ kameid Rabbi Yochanan. One day they were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan gadol ador, great person to try and get smicha from. Huh? Amalehu, he said to him, he said to them, here Rabbi Yochanan saying to them, the people, the students, Mi ika diyada, is there someone here who knows? Halacha ka Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha or lo? Does the halacha follow Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha or not? Right? In our Brighter, we just learned, what do Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach say? He said that when, on the question of whether or not two people need to witness the same thing together, the witnessing needs to be done together, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach said, they do need or they don't need to be together.
The witnessing needs to be together. No, sorry, hold on.
Machloket between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach as to whether or not they need to see to witness the thing together. The beginning of the Brayta.
Is this the one that we just covered earlier where it says the two witnesses came on several days?
No, that's testifying together.
No. They witnessed
on separate days.
Separate days. Okay, so they can witness on separate days.
According to who?
I'm sorry, my brain's fried today. Rav Yeshua ben Korach.
Yofi. So that, and Rabbanan say you can't.
Right.
Rav Yeshua ben Korach. So Rabbi Yochanan is sitting in the study hall and he's saying, does anyone know whether or not we hold by Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach or not in this dispute? Good morning. Amar le Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim. Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim said, "Dein Yada." This one note, right, pointing to his favorite Talmud, Rabbi Yossi, that he wants to get smicha for. He said, "This one, he knows the answer. Very clever." Amar le. So he said to him, right, Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, "Leima Izu." So let him speak. Amale, so he said to him, this is Yevav Shimon ben Eliakim, Lismecha mar breisha. Give him smicha first. If you want to know the answer, give this guy smicha first.
Isn't that chutzpah?
Yeah, it's what's called? Azut b'kedusha. Right, holy chutzpah, you have to be very careful with holy chutzpah. If you get it wrong, it's Gehenna. But if you get it right, then it's very holy.
But what he said is it's out of the loop.
Give him smicha and he'll tell you the answer. You want to know the answer to whether or not we hold by Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach, then he knows the answer, but you have to give him smicha first. So Amale said to him, Bani Amoli Ketzad Shemata. Oh no, sorry, before that, Ma Bereisha. Samchei, he gave him the smicha. Amale, he did give him smicha, and then he said to Amale, and he said to him, "Bani, my son, Amoli Ketzad Shemata, tell me what you heard, Rabbi." Amale, so he said to him, my Rabbi Yossi now Rabbi Yossi, very happy, says to him, "Kach Shemati, this is what I heard. Shemodeh Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach le Rabbi Natan. I heard that Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach agrees with Rabbi Natan." What's that mean? Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach agrees with Rabbi Natan that they can testify at different times. Anyone the wiser at this point? Does that help?
What I remember he's saying is that
we just said that they both agreed with him. The Gemara told us that in order to make the crowd work, the pasuk that we learned about the hekesh, that they both agree with Rabbanan, and therefore one said you can make a hekesh between witnessing and testifying, and that's why the same one said no, you can't. But now we're learning differently. They don't, according to Rabbi Yossi, who just got smicha, he says Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach holds by Rabbi Natan.
That doesn't sound right.
So let's see what happens. I'm confused, but let's see what happens. Ah, So apparently what that means is, according to my footnote, that means since Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha's ruling is linked to Rabbi Natan, and therefore since the halacha follows Rabbi Natan, right, which we saw before, right? We said before the halacha follows Rabbi Natan. Therefore, apparently, we can say that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. He's really saying that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha was asked who the halacha follows, and he answered by saying, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha follows Rabbi Natan. That's the answer to your question. I just asked you which halacha, who do we follow for the halacha. He told me that he follows like him. So because we know that Rabbi Natan is the halacha, so we assume therefore that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha is also the halacha, because he follows him. So then that changes it. If that's a halacha, that they can witness at seven separate times, one can see one man and one can see another. We don't hold by this. So that thing that we said earlier with the Hekesh is wrong. So we don't have the Hekesh to rely on.
So they can witness at different times. Can they testify
at different times? By Sabra they can. So what's it mean? It means that the Halakha anyway follows Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Right, they can witness at separate times and they can testify at separate times. They don't need to be together.
But
in either case.
It's not ideal.
No. La'at Chila, fine. It's good. La'at Chila, that's what you've got. That's what you've got. It's not a. There's no. That's a halacha. It's not halacha, but yeah, it's halacha. You can have. Right? Okay. So wait a minute. So
then,
Rabbi,
then
so Rabbi Yochanan.
Huh? Then why is he not happy?
Let's see. Amar, so he said, Lezeh hutzrachti, for this I needed you? I needed you to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua followed Rabbi Natan? Right? Hashta, right here, Rabbi Yochanan explains why it's obvious. That I didn't need you to tell me that. Rabbi Yochanan, Gaonador. He knows. It says Hashta Umaika Riya Bahadade Hadade. Now, what can we say? If the Ika of seeing together Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha lo beinan, we don't say that it needs to be required. Hagadami Bai, testifying for sure not. It's obvious, says Rabbi Yochanan. Right, I don't need you to tell me that. Why is that obvious? He's saying if Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha says that to see, you don't need to see the same thing. The seeing can be at different times. For sure, the witnessing, the actual coming to court, is going to be at separate times. If seeing the event, you can have two different events. You can see one day and one and the next day. For sure, when you come to testify, Rabbi Yochanan said it's obvious. You're not going to go by that. You're obviously going to go by this.
If we can witness it at different times, then surely we can testify.
Right. Yeah, that's what he's saying. So it's not the greatest Kiddush in the world, Rabbi Yossi, to tell me that Rabbi Yeshua also goes by Rabbi Natan. It's pretty obvious that he's going to go with Rabbi Natan. Amale, he said to him, Ho'il va'alita lo tered. Since you, Alita, I'm not going to bring you down. Since I brought you up, I'm not going to bring you down. You told me a very simple idea that I knew anyway, and that's not why I was going to give you smicha, but since I gave you smicha, I can't take it away now.
But he's not happy.
Probably. Yeah, he says to him, Lezehit Sarki, for this I needed you. I didn't need that. It's obvious what you just told me, so obviously he wasn't happy. Said that it's obvious. I didn't need you for that. I gave you smicha on the basis that you're gonna tell me something interesting. Okay. Amar Rav Zera said, Shmami, now we can learn from here. Gavra Rabba Kevan de Issamich Samich. A Gavra Rabba, a great man, since he's been given smicha, he's been given the smicha. Once he's got it, he's got it. Learn from here that once you have smicha, they can't take it away from you. Although, interesting, he says Gavra Rabba, a great man. It might be that if you weren't a Gavra Rabba, they could take it away. Right? So if someone gets smicha and doesn't deserve it, so maybe they can, maybe they can. But Gavra Rabba, a great person, you can't.
And does Rashi say anything?
Nope. Top. Rabbi Chia ba'avin amar Rab. Rabbi Chia ba'avin says the name of Rab. Halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua ben Chocha. The halacha does follow Rabbi Yeshua ben Chocha. So Top. Rabbi Yossi didn't really answer it explicitly. He kind of alluded to it. But Rabbi Chia ba'avin says it specifically that halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua ben Chocha. You can witness two different things and combine them, and certainly at least in the case of the payment. Bein b'karkaot or bein b'metaltalin, whether or not we're talking about karkaot. What's karkaot? Karka,
property.
Land, and metaltalin, not land,
movable.
Everything is not land. Everything else, right? Everything else. So the halakha, so it doesn't matter whether we're testifying about land or about movable. You saw that case, that sometimes there is a difference in what the testimony you need if you're testifying against movables or land. But in this case, there's no difference. Ola Amar, different. Ola says slightly different. Halakha k'Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, the karkaot, about loba metaltalin. Well, Ola says no. We do follow Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha in the case of land, but not in the case of metaltalin. So if, what's the case of land? If you have one witness that says, he witnessed that someone sold him a piece of land, and then another witness who wasn't there at the sale, but he was there and the seller told him, I just sold my land to Johnny. Right, so they're two different events, two different witnessings, but they're about the same thing. So they can combine on land.
You know, we covered a similar thing with the three brothers.
All three brothers having a hazaka
where they saw each year plus another non-relative who testified for all 3 years.
So that would go against this halacha. Because according to this halacha, you don't need the fourth guy. Right? According to what we're learning now, no, you do need the fourth guy. You need two witnesses, but they don't have to witness the same thing. They don't have to witness at the same time, but they have to witness the same thing.
Right, that's why I was bringing up comparison.
Yeah, but there we don't know what they witnessed. They presumably witnessed at the same time. It depends. Let's say like this. Two witnesses for a hazaka, but they weren't together. If you have a husband and wife, can't be a witness. And if you have two guys who live next door and they saw you on the land for 3 years, if they were together and they said, we saw him together. So they're two witnesses who come together. They're like Rabbanan, they need to witness the same thing. But if one guy lived in this house on this side, and one guy lived in this house on this side, but they were both there for 3 years, I was here for 3 years, and I lived in this house for 3 years, and I saw this guy squatting here, and I saw this guy squatting here, and they both saw this guy squatting for 3 years, but they weren't witnessing together, they were completely independent.
So those
two could come together to court, even though they didn't witness exactly the same thing.
So how does that differ then two witnesses in two different windows looking at the same event?
Depends if they see each other. So we said if they see each other, they're katachan. But if they don't see each other, then they're not katachan. They're two different cats.
Right, that's the same point.
But it's the same point. Can they witness? You see, according to the second opinion, it doesn't matter whether they can see each other. You can have two witnesses witnessing separate things. But the case is here, not in a corporal crime, you can't have. In a corporal crime, it's different. Here we're talking mammon. In the case of mammon, monetary matters, you can have two witnesses. When you're talking about this argument, it's only in the case of mammon. Everybody agrees that in the case of corporal crime, they need to witness the same thing at the same time.
What is corporal crime?
Murder or something else. Crime.
Pesha chamur.
Pesha. In the case of mammon, they can be separate, different, because they're talking about the same thing. They don't have to see. It's not crucial that they saw, because we're not testifying on the fact of what he did. In the case of a crime, you're testifying on what he did, so obviously you have to see it. But the fact that in a monetary matter, you don't have to actually see the thing. You can have different testimony. You can know from different things. I know because he told me. I know because I was there. I know because I signed the document. So it doesn't have to be all together. Yeah? Okay. So Al-Ullah says there's a difference between land and metaltalin. Rav Chia Bar Avin says, no, doesn't matter. Land and metaltalin is the same. But Ullah says different. Amalei Abai. Abai says to Ullah, Halacha mekloud de plige. Halacha mekloud de plige. Are you saying that they argue in general on the halacha? What's he saying? Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. But Rav Abba said in the name of Rav Huna, and said in the name of Rav. Modim Hachamim. Hachamim agree. The Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha, the Eidot Karka, in the case of land. Batani Rav Idi Bar Avin, the Nazikin, the Vekarna. And Rabbi Idi Bar Avin taught in a Brighta, in Nezikin, in a place called Karna. Modin Chachamim and Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha. The Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha in four things: the Eidot Bechor, the Eidot Karaka, the Eidot Chazaka, the Chen Sheba Ben v'Sheba Bat, and also in the case of a boy and a girl. We'll see each one individually. What are we saying? So we'll stop there because it's going to be 10 o'clock. There's no point going into each of these new four different cases. But what we're saying is that Ullah's logic, Ullah's halacha, doesn't seem to work. Ullah says we'll see tomorrow what Ullah says. So it's not so clear.